These grim photographs show victims who died here during interrogation, some with shackles like the ones in this room. But most of these deaths were mistakes. Prisoners were not supposed to die until Dutch gave the order. Torture was intended only to force people to declare their crimes against Anka. After a confession was signed and approved by Dutch, the victim was killed according to the rules. A former interrogator.
We invented the evidence in order to execute a prisoner. There was no court to judge him. When the document was finished, he was taken to his death. The aim was to break down the entire memory and make an act of treason out of it. Friends and family became part of a network in this act of treason. That way we had proof, so we could kill the person.
Some of the photographs on these panels may have been taken to prove that a certain prisoner had been killed or smashed according to Anka's orders. But most were taken for reports to superiors to explain an unauthorized death. Staff members who made such mistakes sometimes became prisoners themselves. You can see how thin many of these victims are. Those who had been slaving on collective farms were already weak when they arrived. Cadres were better fed. Once at S21, prisoners were fed almost nothing at all. Several large photographs in this room show Cheung Ak, the killing fields, where victims from S21 were routinely executed. But if a prisoner seemed likely to die here, a medic was sent to keep him alive for more torture. To hear about the medics from a survivor and an interrogator, press the yellow button. Survivor Bu Meng was taken for so-called treatment after being badly beaten.
Actually, there was no medicine at all. There was a bowl of salt water, and they just poured that salt water on my back. And it was so, so painful because of my open wounds and the salt. It was so miserable.
Khmer Rouge medics trained for less than 4 months. Real doctors had been eliminated, smashed as enemies. Medics learned to give injections, practicing on pillows. They treated exhaustion with what they called vitamin C, made from flour, sugar, and vinegar. Pills were just compacted vegetable matter. To teach anatomy, some prisoners were cut open, alive. Others supplied blood for Khmer Rouge troops, a practice known as destruction for blood. One interrogator watched as prisoners were chained to metal beds.
They were blindfolded and gagged, heads attached to the bed. Then they stuck a tube in each arm with pouches for the blood, and they pumped it.
4 bags were removed from each prisoner.
Once the blood was taken, they were left against the wall. They breathed like crickets. Their eyes bulged. They couldn't feel anything. The pits were dark nearby, and we buried the corpses.
Do you